Coach, they came out flying in the first period. How important was it to withstand it, and how were you able to withstand and turn it around in the second?
Well, I would say to you, Jerry Dineen made a great call on their first denied goal on that offside. It was hard for us to see on the bench, and he took it upon himself after watching it to say that it was offside, and obviously the linesman agreed. So I thought that even though they scored after that, we sort of settled down a little bit, started making a couple more plays with the puck, and we're more efficient. Zucchi's goal tied it up. It was a big goal. We missed another opportunity after that. In the second, we played real well. You know, we only gave him that one scoring chance where Hank made a huge save. And in the third, it was a battle. I mean, a couple penalties at the beginning that we had to kill. Hank made some big saves, and we were able to get a big goal there at the end.
What can you say about the young kids and the new 60 as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's battling. Everybody's, trying their best, and, you know, that's what we want. We want to go out there. We want to work hard and compete, and that's what we did tonight.
Is it a complete change of mindset when you get a couple wins like that after where the team was beginning of the week?
Same thing as what I talked about prior to tonight and prior to the game before that and prior to the other game before that and prior to the other game before that. We're going to take it one at a time. We're going to get ready for it, and now we're going to Minnesota, and we're going to have a day off tomorrow, good skate, and get ready for that game.
You sense a different move over the last couple of days in the locker
room? Well, I mean, you know, when you win, everything looks brighter. But at the end of the day, what we're doing with our guys is keeping them in hockey mode. We're working with them individually and as a team on certain areas that we have to focus on to get better, and that's what we're going to keep doing here moving forward.
Do you think they're more focused since everything came out about how you guys are approaching the trade deadline?
I couldn't answer what they're thinking. I can
from
only.
From your perspective, do you think they are?
I don't. I think that you know, every game we've approached it in the same way, in the sense that try to put a game plan together that gives us a chance to compete and win, and that's what we did tonight, and they're able to come out with a big win.
How has Pavlik's injury affected your plans about using
Henry? You know, we're going day by day right now. You know, obviously we're talking a lot to Hank to see how he feels. You know, this probably would have been Pav's game tonight, him coming back to Winnipeg, but he got hurt. So tomorrow's a day off, so obviously Hank will be back in Minnesota, and we'll take it one game at a time.
And what did you think of Jimmy Beasley's return tonight?
Yeah, he played well. I mean, didn't have a lot of practice time. I think it... you know, obviously he's looking for his legs and his hands there, and I thought he worked real hard today. Good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.